I mean, Madison warned us against devolving into a two-party system, and we see why now.
Hi, I'm Zach Weissmuller for Reason TV here with Mark Madsen, a sitting three-term state senator from Utah. He recently switched his party affiliation from Republican to Libertarian, and we're here to find out why. Mark, thank you very much for talking to us.
Great to be here. Welcome to Utah.
So why did you do it? Why did you switch from Republican to Libertarian?
Well, it had been in my mind for some time. I had been considering it seriously for actually a couple of years before I did it. And I didn't move on it because I had other important issues, some bills I wanted to try and work, and I didn't want that to be a distraction. I didn't want to lose my committee chair position. I wanted to be able to do everything I could for the issues I believed in. And I realized that I would compromise that because of our two-party system if I did it earlier. Being elected as a delegate to go to the national convention, going to Cleveland, having the Cleveland experience from the Utah perspective, which was not necessarily a pleasant experience, and the moment just seemed right. I mean, it was almost as if there was a reason for my waiting.
Tell us a little bit about the Cleveland experience, the Republican National Convention. From your perspective, what happened there and why did it sour you ultimately on the Republican Party?
There were a few things that had happened over the series of days, but probably the most striking was the fact that I couldn't cast my vote for the candidate that I'd been sent there to vote for, and at least in the first round. Even if I'd have been allowed to cast my vote, Cruz still would not have been the nominee, but to go there at your own expense, to be nominated, and then have your vote counted for Trump in the first round was bothersome. The tension and the energy and the negativity at that moment, as he was being shouted down, the epithets that were thrown at the Utah delegation, it was hostile. I mean, it was finger pointing, spittle from the mouth, very passionate. And it was hatred against the Utah for what they were trying to do, for trying to, what I think, stand by our principles. My observation is that there are two wings within the Republican Party. I call it the Jeffersonian wing and the Roosevelt wing. You've got two different philosophies. You know, Roosevelt, a renowned progressive, turn of the century, very activist government, trust busters, and Jefferson, who was the minimalist, and the tree of liberty is watered with the blood of tyrants type. I think the worm has turned. I believe that the Jeffersonian wing is now a distinct minority. I always referred to myself in the legislature as a very small minority within the majority party.
Do you find much support among your constituents for Jeffersonian ideals or libertarian ideals? I know those are in some ways separate things, but related.
The people I represent and the people I interact with have been very supportive, understanding, and they've at least given me an opportunity to try and explain my reasons why. And after having had that opportunity, most of them, even if they don't agree, they understand. My issue is I thought the Republican Party stood for a certain set of ideals, and my frustration was people who would paint themselves red, carry the Republican banner, and take advantage of those set of ideals to get elected and use them rhetorically and then never even think about applying them to policy once they got elected.
Are there other areas besides, gun rights where you feel like the Republican Party here is falling short in terms of protecting constitutional rights and civil liberties?
And I have an A rating with the NRA. Now, I also have an A rating with the ACLU because I believe in all 10 of the Bill of Rights, the surveillance state, the police state. We have a lot of shootings here. Sum out the racial element here because it's so homogenous, but we have a lot of cops shooting citizens. Racist, I mean, we've got issues on just protecting the basic rights, the Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment. We were given a D- ranking by the Institute for Justice for our civil asset forfeiture. I mean, it is horrendous. I don't believe that this is a state where somebody who believes the principles I believe in and wants to live by them can own their life, own their choices, own the consequences without government getting in the middle of it.
This is your last term, which ends in January. So what exactly is the point of leaving when you're not going to continue in office? Do you have other political ambitions?
It is essentially a statement. It's largely symbolic. I mean, Madison warned us against devolving into a two-party system, and we see why now. the polarization, the inability to work across party lines or to come to any kind of a common ground. I believe it's healthy to have more than two parties. I have worked in other countries where they have, some places they have dozens of parties. And I see that's a more healthy system from my perspective. So I wanted to start that. I wanted to expend whatever political capital I had on trying to give the Libertarian Party maybe a little bump, a little boost.
Have you experienced any criticism or pushback from your colleagues or any form of censure?
In our caucus, I'm sure that there's folks that were glad to see me go anyway, because they don't like hearing the things I believe in. I think it's appropriate that I be removed from my chair positions. I haven't argued against it. I facilitated it. Those are the rules, and the rules should apply both ways. No committee, but also seat at the legislative management. And we're working through that. We're sorting through that. I wouldn't call it a censure, but it's a natural outcome of joining another party. It's a serious thing. I've been a Republican forever.
Do you think there's any hope for libertarians in Utah? We're in a state that has highly restrictive alcohol regulations, let alone marijuana.
That was, yes, another very frustrating example of Utah being out of step with other states that are moving in the direction of freedom, conservative principles as far as I see them and understand them, and that is lost on the majority of the Republican representation in this state. The hypocrisy of people who call themselves conservative and say, how dare Michelle Obama say I can't have salt on my Big Mac? Okay, fine. It is your life, own your consequence. But they toggle off those principles when it's convenient or when they think they know better, and they say, oh, we can't let people choose between cannabis and opioids because why?
Do you think that there is a place going forward for small L libertarians such as yourself or Rand Paul or maybe Mike Lee to some extent, Justin Amash? Are there going to be more of those going forward, or has Trump totally demolished that and is the Libertarian Party of the future for that?
I speculate that Trump will weaken the Republican Party. Post-election, I don't have a lot of confidence, again, in either one of those two and their ability to govern. I think we're not in great shape now as a country, and I think 4 years from now, that may be the critical moment. We think things are bad now. 4 years from now may be the time, the moment in history when the libertarians have to step up and save the nation. Yeah. Ideally, I'd love to have a couple of people that switch parties and form a libertarian caucus and follow through and elect their own leadership and have seats on the appropriations committee and establish themselves as a legitimate minority party and engage in policymaking here. The Democrats wield a lot of control when you've got a bifurcated Republican Party, as I've described, where you have the Jeffersonian and Roosevelt. Those Democrats can wield a lot of power. The minority party can be the kingmaker. The Libertarian Party could have much the same dynamic. It could be a much sought after support group for certain bills. And again, being inside those rooms where those decisions are made, having an equal standing with the other two parties would be huge.